1983.
The birth of the U.
1987.
Undefeated.
1989.
Roll the Irish.
1991.
Undefeated again.
2001.
Greatest team ever.
Coming to you from the heart of Kane Country, it's the Orange Bowl Boys. Here's Toast, Roman, and Scoop.
Well, yes, we are here. It is episode number 2.
Dose.
Yes, we are in South Florida. Oh, the Orange Bowl Boys broadcast from the OBB studios across the street from Hard Rock Stadium. Like that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Well done.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Every once
nice
in a while.
Nice little twist.
I am Toast. We've got Roman Scoop here by my side. So I guess we will, we just start off with episode number 1.
Sure.
And figure out, you know, results, thoughts, everything on episode number 1. How do we feel about that?
Felt it went well. We had a couple accurate predictions, right? 21 points.
Hey.
Give Malik Rozier 21 points, and that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah.
Thought it went well. I enjoyed it.
No, I'm talking about the podcast in general.
It was good. Oh, we had fun. A couple people liked it.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I mean, we got a few listens.
Yeah, we did.
You know.
I think it went great. No expectations. We're just here to have fun, and hope you guys enjoy it.
You want to bring up the pod, the uploading at all?
Of what?
There was a chance that this hot podcast wasn't going to see the light of day last week.
Well, you called me all frantic.
So give you some backstory about how this whole thing came to be.
Uh-huh.
And that is that we decided we're going to do this. So I decided we needed to first get into a studio and just see if what happens in the living room can translate.
Correct.
Right. So I brought you guys both in here last week under the guise that we were going to record episode number 1. In the back of my mind, no intention of uploading it. I didn't think it was going to be any good.
Oh.
I was like, let's just see if it works.
Huh,
let's just see if it works.
Yeah.
Let's just see, you know, whatever. And then we can, you know, get the.
You work the kinks out.
Exactly.
There you go.
Kink. That's the word I was looking for. And but then all of a sudden you guys were like, well, I thought that was the big best thing ever.
Yeah, I kind of did. Yeah. It was fun.
We end up uploading it.
Yeah.
It had an illegal open. An open that had no business, that is not meant for air.
Well, we didn't. We just went with what you. I mean, you do this, right?
Just, so
we
thought, I knew that, but knows. I just thought I produced that just so that you guys would get amped up for our first.
Oh,
just,
it worked. Yeah.
Anyone else would ever actually hear that.
I think they liked it too.
Right, it was very illegal though, so you'll never hear it again. Yeah, actually, it's been knocked off the first episode. Been edited off.
That's unfortunate.
What was that pick? That's what I told people. I said, at the very minimum, just listen to the intro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it was illegal.
So now
the new intro
is legal.
You have little faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, then once we get the thing up there and folks are listening to it and that's all fine, somebody in this room decides to go ahead, I'm going to let an audio engineer listen to this.
Who's that?
I don't know, Scoop. Who could that be?
What are you talking about? Nowhere near an audio engineer.
Well,
he gave us some feedback.
A lot of you, well, there's no metadata.
Well, I think, is that important?
Apparently, it is important.
Well,
it is,
maybe
it is.
It's good that I let him listen to it.
It is important that that we get the metadata in there so folks know what's on, what's happening
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We, of course, if we knew that we were going to upload it, we would have taken care of that.
Oh.
You know.
Well, again.
Apparently his buddy went to full sale.
This is on us, apparently.
Yeah, his buddy went to full sale and completely tore it apart.
Yeah.
So no intro. Wasn't going to get uploaded, but here we are for episode.
Buddy loved it.
He did love it.
He loved it.
Mom loved it, too.
I'm going with that.
Listen.
Yeah, I think my mom listened, too.
Did your parents actually listen?
Yeah, I think
I did.
Yeah, I sent it to everybody I know.
I told nobody that I know that this happened.
Yeah. Well, shame on you.
Only people that know that this happened was my wife and a few folks here at the station.
And the other two people in the room right
Yes,
now.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Well, you know what? Maybe this one will be good enough up to your standards. You want to send it out to somebody.
Well, it's off to a great start.
Yes.
I will say this. We got some feedback. All right, so right now it is on Spreaker, and it's on the iHeartRadio app. We're getting it put on iTunes.
Ah, perfect.
So that makes you very happy.
Yes.
And Spotify as well.
Ooh.
So you'll be able to hear it.
It's very exciting.
Everywhere.
4 for 4.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Exactly.
Look at that.
We'll be on all the platforms.
One weekend.
We're
making big strides.
Well, we got to do something.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's just get to the action. 77-0, bitches.
Did you expect much less?
The greatest margin of victory in University of Miami Hurricane history right there, 77-0. Last time they scored 77 points was?
Yeah, Savannah State. 2 years ago, I think.
Now, you mentioned, well, you know, did you expect anything else? Here's the reality, is that as a Cane fan, and we know when you have the cupcakes on there, that's the result you expect. That's the result that Georgia always puts up. That's the result that Alabama always puts up. When you're playing those teams, the top teams in the country, Ohio State will always win those games 60-0, 60-3, whatever. Recently, under Al Golden and some other folks, this game would have been something where maybe we only had a 7-point lead at the half. Sure. And then we kind of pulled things away in the second half. But, you know, it wasn't as convincing as what we saw, which caused me to be more optimistic following LSU. That maybe LSU was an aberration. They just came out first game of the season. They weren't fired up. They weren't, you know, they didn't meet the level of the LSU players from an amp standpoint.
Sure.
And so I'm thinking that, you know what? They looked great week two. Obviously.
They did only score 7 points at the end of the first quarter, though.
I'm aware of that. But they
still flat.
But they took care of that in the second quarter.
Yep.
All right. Now, what do you guys think of the folks that we saw?
Saw a lot of good folks.
A lot of good folks?
Yeah.
What folks are we talking about?
You ain't ready.
Well, what folks are we talking about? Oh, in the tailgate?
No, the folks that stand in the pocket.
Yeah, the quarterbacks, your buddies, your pals. Yeah,
well, first of all, let's the reality here is Savannah State's really, really bad.
Yes.
Okay? Going back to 2011, they've lost to every FBS Division I team that they played by a margin of victory. Ready? 1,018-70.
Okay.
All right? So 1,018-70. Going back all those times, they're a really, really bad team.
None of those 70 points came against the Canes.
And we'll start off with the...
No.
Boom.
Well, 2 years ago, they scored a
touchdown. Why you got to bring up the
negative? Well, I'm just saying. We got to be accurate.
Let's just stay in the present.
Okay, sorry.
Well, speaking of accurate, we'll go right to Malik Rozier. In this situation, you're still on that track.
You're still on that? You're still there, conductor boy?
I don't know. He's starting next week.
You know, he came out. He had good statistical performance, 8 of 12, 13 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Tigers. Unfortunately, that was the wrong Tiger variety. Why couldn't he do that last week against LSU? Mm-hmm. And Scoop mentioned that first quarter, kind of thought we came out a little lethargic, a little slow in that first drive, went 3 and out. And my goodness, that first third down, ball goes, kills a snake on the ground, and the boo birds.
Boy.
Wow.
It was loud. Yeah. It was louder than I anticipated it being.
There were some games during the golden era where I can recall a lot of boos, a lot of concerted boos.
Well, I think that was probably at him.
This crescendo, this was like a concerted crescendo of just frustration in that four-game losing streak.
You notice how Rick just kind of snuck Kosi out there.
Yeah.
Like it was like a quick turnover.
After 21
just
points.
Snuck him out there.
just snuck him out there.
It absolutely had to be like in his mind, he's thinking to himself, how do I sneak Kosi out there without anyone noticing?
After 21 points. That's exactly what happened. So then the long-awaited arrival for Nkosi Perry. He came out 9 of 14, 93 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, played really, really well. You know what the most impressive thing about Nkosi Perry in that is that all of his touchdowns came in the red zone, protected the ball really, really well in the red zone there.
Yeah.
Very good balls, kept the ball low, wasn't going to get tipped.
Great, great throw to Brevin. On the at the goal line?
Yeah, at the goal line. Ended up being a little whip route that he had a little double move on the end zone. Speaking of Brevin, wow, we'll get to that later, but
We'll get to the freshman.
Oh, absolutely.
Before we get to them, we got to talk about 1-5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Favorite.
He is.
Listen, I'll tell you that it
everything
was...
everything you think he's going to be.
You guys were actually at the game. I was eating Mexican food up in Boca, so I really got to watch the second half live. And, dude, I'm going to just tell you, how awesome is ESPN Plus? Remember back 10 years ago when you had to purchase the college football package?
Yeah, I know.
Now it's all just for free on the app.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's awesome. Anyway, so I got to... So 1-5 comes out.
Yeah.
And that's who I mean, listen, I understand that this season is about Rozier and about Perry, but 1-5 is the future of this program, in my opinion.
Completely agree.
Now, I know he was only, what, 1-for-2?
1-for-2, 14
yards.
Here's
my thing. You're the quarterback, Roman.
Another great throw to Pope, but he fell.
Tell me if I am wrong in my analysis, and this is just off of a brief seeing him, but... He has a presence the other two guys don't have in the pocket.
Amen.
There's something, he has that it, I don't know. He only went 1-for-2. It's not like he was slinging the ball over the place. But when he's standing in there, there's a quiet confidence.
You know what he did do?
What?
He pulled the hand off and ran it himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What did Rick say?
Is that one of those RPOs?
Something like that. Like a run, option?
That was supposed to be a forced give.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was supposed to be a forced give.
Burns was... It's not as though he had
how
an
pissed
end
was Burns.
On, oh my gosh, he had to be so mad, right?
Took his touchdown away
from him. Touchdown right from him. Yeah.
Now you know why nobody was celebrating with him in the end.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. You go back a little bit earlier. Nakosi Perry. He did have one interception. Rick kind of took responsibility on it. And he said, "Nakosi, I want you to throw it to this guy." Now, in my opinion, unless Rick's saying, "Hey, I want you to stare down that receiver and throw it into triple coverage," I don't see how the head coach could take responsibility for that interception. So in that case, he listens. He throws the interception. Now he goes to Jaron. He says, "Jaron, I need you to go ahead and give it to Robert Burns." Ah, hold my beer, coach. Yeah, I'm running in this myself. Yeah. But I like the instinct. And to go back to what you said to us, he does.
He's got the moxie, right?
He does. He goes in there like he's been there before.
Like a general. We were both, he was pointing out. Mm-hmm. He was right?
And I mean, the first directing. Throw, and then he comes out. And like you said, that first throw that he had, Williams had a 17-yard completion to Marquise Ezard, right?
Nope, corner out.
Beautiful throw. You had somebody living underneath, and one of the things I do on a rewind series over there at Kane's Insight, one of the things I look back at his high school, I'm not surprised by that throw. He did it all the time. He actually got a shout out from his head coach too.
He
saw that. Yeah, he saw that I put that out there from Gwinnett, Georgia.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
So he liked that a lot. And I said, "Hey, I've been watching Jaron Williams make these tight window throws and with authority and confidence." So it also not only is it his moxie and his mentality, it equivocates to how he plays on the field. Big Jaron Williams fan.
Yeah. All right, so this week, obviously, Rick has already come out and said Rozier's going to start, and he also then came out and said, "I'm going to start the guy that gives us the best chance."
That's correct.
Win.
I saw that today. Look, I'm happier to see that than Rozier's our guy.
Well,
right?
Let me ask you a question. Do you agree with that analysis that Rozier is the best, gives this team the best opportunity to win right now?
Well, I think Rick thinks that he is.
And I don't care what Rick thinks.
Back, well,
do we agree with that?
I don't.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still.
Come on, Choo Choo.
Look, I still Choo Choo. I still think. I think Perry at some point, and I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I still think that Rozier's going to start. We know that now, which is what we anticipated and expected. I still think Perry finishes the game. That's just on me. I don't think that Rozier goes up there and plays very well. Look, Toledo is not bad.
No.
By any stretch.
No, they're not.
And you're going to have to score.
And their special teams, they will take the ball off your punter's foot.
Correct.
Literally will take it off his foot.
Still never saw that play.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to score. You're going to have to score. Now, I don't know if Malik's going to do a good enough job of that to have Perry not come in and take over.
All right, so Toledo, FIU, UNC. So the question is, will we have a new starting quarterback come October 6th when FSU comes to town?
I think eventually it's going to happen.
I think it has to happen.
Now, you had an inferior opponent in Savannah State,
right.
but one of the things that happened, did you think
Every opponent we have outside of Toledo coming up is inferior because North Carolina lost to friggin'.
North Carolina's not good.
East Carolina.
Really bad.
Badly. They got rolled.
Game got canceled today, I think, because of that hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Good luck up there. We're in the middle of hurricane country.
We've
so
been there.
We're the epicenter. Been there. Stay safe over there. Like you said, but in terms of, and I'm just going to ask you guys a question. Did you think Rozier was that much better than Nakosi Perry? When they played, and you were there, Scoop, did you think that for a fifth-year senior, he outperformed Perry?
No, he didn't at all. I mean, he was more accurate than he was the previous week.
And to me, that's the indictment.
You're just not getting the upside, right? I think that's it. You're seeing Perry, I mean, you know, that slant to Cager was right in front of us. I mean, it was zip. I mean, you almost
it was on the line.
Right. So yeah, I just think the upside isn't there anymore with
me. I don't see the separation value for a fifth-year senior. So if you're going to sit there and say, "Okay, well, he's got the experience factor." That was the reason Rick started him at LSU, right?
Correct.
He started him because he had experience.
Well, and because the other guy was suspended for a game.
That's accurate as well. Yeah.
With all due respect. Yeah. And he knew that for the last 6 months going in.
And
he wasn't going to be there.
And he didn't tell us.
Didn't tell Roe, and Roe's not happy about that.
Well.
No.
Made him look bad.
I didn't see it in this like monumental media guide in
like
front
that,
of me.
Huh? Like the media guide.
500-page media guide. Nowhere on here to say Nakosi Perry's not showing up to the game.
Well, here's my thing. I see them, and in my mind, there's no way, because the coaches told us that it wasn't even close in spring ball, that Rozier won this going away, that it was not close. I don't believe that for a second. There's no way in my there's no way that he blew
that.
Perry out of the water this spring. No way.
I can't.
Unless Perry all of a sudden like was, I don't know, just
maybe
just
after
learned
the
how to
suspension,
play football?
They say, you know, the last 6 months, he really kind of picked it up, got his head on straight, really focused.
But that would include spring ball.
I think it was after. Well, I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he threw three touchdowns on the game. Those were some pretty good balls that he threw.
Dude,
some inconsistencies there. We talked about the interception. Some things I think he could clear up. but I don't see the separation value from a fifth-year senior over Perry. And if they're in the same weight class, all right, so now you're saying, okay, one's not, you know, they're in the same class here. I remember going back to the spring game. Once Brad Kaya came out of that first spring game, you saw the drop-off. Mm-hmm. You knew there was a huge drop-off. So now that you don't have that drop-off, why don't you use the guy, or why don't you use Perry, the guy you picked number one on your board? Let the kid punch.
Because he doesn't have the experience. That's why. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but that's why. That's why Rick continuously goes to Rozier, is because if they're equal, he has that experience on the road. He beat FSU on the road. He beat, you know, whoever
he was
he
less
beat.
Than 50% in that FSU game, and that first half was abysmal.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's why.
When you're driving that train, is Rozier back there helping you shovel the coal in there himself?
I mean, again, did you see my tweet the other day? That train was squarely coming off the tracks. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was quite comical.
Yeah.
All right. So the other aspect that was awful in week one was obviously the special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Savannah State. Now, I will say this. You know, Bubba did nothing but extra points. You did see a couple of kickers. Cardenas got in there as well. But Feagles, man, two punts, 44-yard average against Savannah State. Hello?
There was booze pregame for
I
Rozier.
Wasn't there then.
Yeah,
I can only assume that on neither one of those two punts, only, someone came out the A-gap.
And there was only one other player who was kind of
he was booed pretty heavily.
The Boo Birds, and that was Feagles.
Listen, he's a legacy, and we love that, but 44, I mean, this has got to be better.
That's the guy.
And once again, they're all in.
Just telling you, that's the guy.
Well, let me ask you a question. We have eight kickers on the roster.
How is that possible?
5%, over 5% of our roster, 112 players, over 5% of our roster is place kickers and punters.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that of all those eight, that Feagles is the best one. There's no way.
Well, there's every way.
There's no way that they shouldn't be called kickers or punters if they can't do it as good as him.
Well, Spicer did come in and have a punt, too.
It was bad.
And that was
yeah, his only went like 22 yards.
You know what? There you go.
Give me a break, really.
There's your example.
Oh, my God.
They said, you know what? Hey, take a seat.
I swear to
Feagles,
God.
They probably call him Feagles. Take a seat. They put in Spicer. Awful.
We live in what really has to be like the soccer capital of the United States, and we can't find a goddamn person that can kick a ball.
Mm. Not today. He's booming it, though.
Sure he is.
Yeah.
Listen, this is going to cost us a game at some point.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Going to cost us a game.
Well, cost us the LSU and game, probably.
Oh, I don't know that it cost us
well,
that
well, it certainly didn't help.
It didn't help, but I think it's literally going to cost us a game.
What was our starting
position?
Bubba's
going to miss a field goal, or Jeff's going to...
LSU's 45, right? LSU started their own 45 mm-hmm. the entire night
yeah.
because of that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. How much do you expect out of the D?
And listen, the irony here is under the golden years, the kind of running joke is we turned into punter you.
Yeah.
You know, we had some really good punters.
It was his baby.
And
right?
then you had some really good kid, Matt Bosher.
Great special teams. Yeah. Kickers.
Why don't we rehire Alice special teams? Let's bring him on back down. He's with Detroit. It didn't go well
that
for him
didn't
on
go
Monday
well
Night
last
Football.
Night,
he'll be fired by the midseason. I'm
Does
sure.
he still wear a tie when he comes back? He still wears a tie, doesn't
bow-tie
he?
Bow tie this time. Bow tie.
Bow tie.
Be a bow tie.
Yeah. Green.
Be a bow tie. Yeah.
Can't be orange anymore.
All right. So one of the cool things about Savannah State when you play a cupcake like that is that, and you know you're going to see some of the kids. So we saw a bunch of the kids. You guys already mentioned Brevin Jordan. There's also a guy named Lorenzo Lingard.
Lingard.
Who, damn, does he have a fifth gear.
Yeah. But wasn't running full speed, apparently, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was reported. Yeah, he didn't run full speed. Even at the end, kind of slowed down, let the blockers. So apparently he's faster.
That was cool.
He's good.
That was cool.
He's good. You know, I'll say this, and my expertise, if you want to say, as far as recruiting,
mm-hmm.
Running backs. It's just always been one of those things that I've been able to see. I don't understand safeties and what they do, things like that. Just don't have really the acumen for it. But running backs, I could just see it. And I hadn't seen the vision from Lingard in the past that I thought was exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought really, he's fast, runs like a deer, right? I mean, he has those attributes and he's a hard worker and I get it. But I didn't see the vision. I saw a couple cutbacks on that where I was like, all right, mm-hmm. now I'm starting to see some of that vision. Is he good enough to get some of the carries from Homer and DJ? Probably not yet, but obviously you want him to work his way in, and he had a heck of a performance.
I'll tell you what, the cool thing is the new redshirt rule, so that you can go
Fantastic.
Ahead and get these guys in for a few
games
before you
four
make
games. You can
yeah,
play
before
all
you
four
make
games.
Basically half the season
yeah.
before you make a call on that. So that's great. I mean, Because I'm pretty sure they would have redshirted him.
I would hope so, yeah.
You know the tradition for Miami here in terms of running backs, but that 64-yard touchdown he had was 1 yard short of a freshman record at Duke Johnson set at 65 yards. So that's just high accolade right there, especially when you consider all the running backs that we've had here. So Lingard was great.
I thought,
and you mentioned earlier about Toledo and the punt, and I'm going to segue this 2 weeks in a row now, because what about Nesta Jade Silvera?
Nesta. Oh,
now, I think we also, we need to set a new rule for the turnover chain.
Because I thought about
now,
that,
listen,
right?
I appreciate Patchen getting to where, listen, he's paid his dues, absolutely.
They need two turnover chains.
Well, like the cause and the recovery
Like, I know.
Because, dude, like Nesta deserved to put that bad boy on his neck.
Yes.
That was the sickest
thing. And I thought about that today, and I hadn't considered. I was like, I saw Patchen again with it, right, because it's like all over the place, and very happy for him.
Of course.
But why doesn't Nesta get to wear it?
I'm thinking Nesta's going to have plenty of opportunities over the next few years to throw
goodness.
That bad boy. That $98,000.
$98,000.
How great is that?
We're going to talk about another turnover item later. I wonder how much that one costs.
Either $350.
So what about I got a question. What about turnover on downs? Do you wear?
You know, we talked about that last time. Yeah, I know.
One of the more sentimental aspects of that turnover chain was Malik Young.
Absolutely.
And the Hurricanes basically put something I thought was perfect. They said, we play with a 12th man this year, and obviously that was his number. But every time that one of the defensive guys came over to the sideline, it was Malik Young there. Obviously can't play this year, can't play ever again because of that injury. Thoughts and prayers are with that young man, but it was special to see.
That was awesome.
It was.
Got to put it on every one of them. Yeah.
It was goosebumps, tear worthy. I'm happy for that young man. I'm glad that he had that opportunity to do that. But that's 2 weeks in a row where I've seen some pretty ridiculous punts. Taking it off the foot and going to the house. And he literally body slammed him back into the punter.
Left-handed.
He's so strong.
It was reminiscent of the Sanchez fumble sack.
Right.
It was very reminiscent
without the butt fumble.
Without the butt fumble.
Nesta reminds me very much. His feet, he's so quick, right?
What was it? What did he do? What was it that he did on signing day that I loved him from signing? Was it either
Chucky.
He said something
he's
about
got Chucky.
Chucky right, doll. Chucky
he's got
doll.
The Chucky doll, which is the Gators thing.
He still owes money apparently for that. He still owes somebody money for that.
Oh, he does.
I'm not going to name drop that, but apparently.
Oh. So that's the Gators thing, and he was kind of playing.
Well, he was also saying something about why would I like leave here when the dynasty's here? Something he said something
make
about
the, make the crib great again.
Yeah, make the
that's
crib
what
great
he's
again.
Popularizing. Yeah. You know, stay home and play for City, but he popularized it and basically quoted saying make the crib great again. So
he took Chucky with him.
Yeah, he does. He still has it.
It's great.
I think he sleeps next to him.
What do you think about the next generation of tight end? You? Oh baby.
Good. Yeah,
it is.
Brevin Jordan. How are you doing, sir? So Brevin Jordan had 7 catches, 2 touchdowns, and what I find interesting too. So he had 2 touchdowns. No other person on the Miami roster last game against Savannah State had more than 2 catches. So he had more touchdowns than people had catches. And then you also see that first fade ball go to Will Mallory.
Yeah, Mallory. Mm-hmm.
On those guys, you know, and
myths. You see, he just snatched that thing and just held on to it.
And
there was a hand in there from the DB.
He ran by us. He's a big boy. Because we're 3 rows from the field. So, and he came down for that. And I was, Scoop and I both looked at him and said, he's a big boy. You know,
I mean,
so.
Think about what they have. Last year, they're throwing to Harley.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, whoever else.
Jeff
Thomas on fade routes, right?
Right.
So I think about that. Cager, who has earned the opportunity, I guess, to catch those. You got Langham. You have Evidence. You have Mallory. I mean, all these kids are 6'5 plus.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's almost unfair. What was funny, remember we were watching. So for like 8 plays in a row, Cager is isolated one-on-one with a DB that is probably 5'9". If that, and he's every single play, he's just isolated. He's got nothing to do. And they never throw him the ball, right? They split Mallory out at the 2, throw the jump ball to Mallory. And we're like, Cager's like, really? I've been standing out here for like 4.5 minutes. You don't even look at me.
And Rick talked about it. He said he tried to sell that 2 tight end tandem. Last time we saw it was David Njoku and then Chris Herndon. Both ended up going to the NFL. So they kind of played into it as well. But we have a great tandem. That nice long touchdown to Jeff Thomas that we had earlier, both were on the field at the same time. Both freshman tight ends were in line. We were featuring a 12 set, 1 running back, 2 tight ends. So they were in the field and involved in that play as well.
Now, is Jeff Thomas still too fast?
way too fast.
Okay.
Not on that play.
Not right, right.
Yeah.
But in general,
he had
general,
the angle.
Still too fast.
A little too fast.
A little bit too fast. Okay. All right, so for Toledo, any new starters in your minds?
Ooh. You think Nesta gets it?
Well, he's going to be a rotation. I think he's
he increased his reps. Yeah.
Well, Gregory Rosso is out.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
So very thin. Jackson suddenly at the ends.
Yeah, Jackson's back this week. So Demetrius is back, thankfully.
Right.
I think the only one that would deserve probably to get a start would be Nesta, and only because of the position he's playing. And he wreaked havoc. It wasn't just the punt block. We were watching. Every time he was on the field, we were watching. Every time he was on the field, he was in the play, involved somehow, one way or the other. He's so quick and so tenacious.
High motor guy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I think that Lingard, obviously, I mean, you know, he's not going to take over Homer. He's not going to, because reality is he still is not up to snuff, maybe, mm-hmm. with pass protection, and you're not going to play extensively.
I think his reps increased, though. Yeah. You mentioned it before.
They'll increase. Well, I think he practiced 13 today.
He did,
yeah.
And then eventually he went down to the 15 later on because I think there was a pass protection issue.
Well, and there you go.
Speculative.
So. Yeah. So, not Lingard.
Toledo game. Predictions, scores.
Ooh. You got one?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. You kind of threw me for a loop on that one.
Really, it was on the outline that I sent you Sunday.
Was it?
I
didn't bring
that
with me.
At least Roman brought some notes today. Scoop, once again, shows up with nothing.
I have my phone.
Just his pretty face.
He banters well.
Yeah, I do.
He does. No, he covers it well.
I do have a prediction versus Toledo. Yeah, I'm going 44-24. Now, Toledo has a great offense. Last year, we played them. It was 52-30. Remember, we gave up 344 yards in the air. Mm-hmm. Last year to Toledo, that was the game. We touched on it a little bit last week, how that was the game D. Delaney was getting picked on. The quarterback that was Logan Woodside.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Who's the new starter? Any good?
They've only played one game. They've played
They had a bye week.
They have
a bye week in week two.
Exactly. They've been prepping for us all year. So that's why I'm going to hedge the...
We prepped for LSU all year.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah. So last year we won 52-30. I see them with their preparatory work coming off a bye week that we kind of, I'll hedge that down. But I still think the Canes win 44-24 on the road.
You?
I am going 35-17.
Oh, that's pretty close. I was going to say 37-20.
Where did you pull
this? Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
How many touchdowns erosion?
Where did I come up with it?
The spread is 10.
I just thought about it.
Spread's 10?
Well, I think we cover that.
It was 10 and a half. Came down to 10, but the spread is 10. I do.
Okay.
It's coming down. It's not good.
All right, so we've recapped the game. We've looked at Toledo a little bit. So now let's just get into the meat of this podcast today. Who should be more optimistic going into game number 3? FSU or the Gators?
Okay, well, who are they playing?
Be a Miami Hurricane. The Gators, ended a streak of 30-plus years of beating Kentucky, and in the process allowed Kentucky to rush for over 300 yards on them.
You know why? All Muschamp's guys are gone. Defense isn't very good anymore. They're not playing with Zook's players anymore.
Yeah, 1986.
Yeah.
That was when the Oprah Winfrey show started. I actually looked that up.
Well, think about this. You looked that up.
I did.
86?
Like George Michael's Faith was on. was the number one song. Because I was going to have so much fun with the price of gas was 79 cents the last time Kentucky beat the Gators.
Florida's home
think
against.
Last year.
Yeah, Florida's. Well, dude, it took.
Last year, it took a Hail Mary.
It basically like three plays in the last like 30 seconds. Yes. They went right down the field.
Yeah.
And I've almost punched my TV that day. Right. I was like, seriously, Kentucky, how do you
Kentucky.
So Florida's got Colorado State. They suck.
Simple.
FSU. If you're hearing any beats, just so you know, we're in a studio next to a guy named Papa Keith from 103.5 The Beat, and that's what you're hearing.
Hey, it sounds great.
Yeah, listen, it's all good. They tell me it doesn't come across on the microphones.
Really?
Sure as hell comes across in the headphones.
Does it?
100%.
And Florida State is going to lose this because they're at Syracuse, and they're going to lose.
There's no chance they win that game.
I was more confident in them beating Stanford than I was about them beating Syracuse.
Syracuse is going to light them up with that offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Syracuse looked decent.
They needed a pick six at the very end to come in to beat Stanford. And right now, FSU is at the bottom of the ACC ranks. They've only had 5 touchdowns in 2 games, and they played Stanford.
They played Stanford.
Now, they played Stanford.
if you want to make some money this week, Knowles are giving 3.
Are they?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think that's...
I would bet
that's a sucker
mortgage
bet,
on that
but
one.
But I think that... I'll let you bet my mortgage on it. You want to do that?
Then I would live in a box.
Yes.
With all the state of affairs that's going on with Florida State and Willie Taggart right now, this is as genuine as I'm going to be. This is honest.
He's going to be honest.
Okay, I'm very honest.
Yes.
I went to breakfast. I'm leaving breakfast. I see this gentleman come in. I see the week before you saw somebody with a UCF national championship.
That's right.
And you
that's
laughed.
Right. Yeah.
I saw this gentleman with his Florida State shirt wearing it proudly. I laughed. I couldn't help it. And you know why I laughed? Because I wanted to tell him and ask him, where's your backpack? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know where your backpack was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you doing with that?
Well, so here's the deal. If you weren't on social media and you're not aware what happened, everyone has been trying to copy the Canes for the last 2 years. Boise's got the turnover throne. There was a turnover hubcap. Yeah, a throne. There's a throne. So you got a turnover, go sit your ass down.
Go sit over by the bench.
Don't jump up and down. Don't celebrate. Go sit your ass down. I love that one. There was a turnover hubcap last year with Oregon or something like that.
Turnover trash can from Tennessee.
Yeah.
But as pathetic as all of those have been in comparison to the turnover chain, which there can be only one. The turnover backpack?
And it's,
how can that even be a thing?
It looks like punishment. Right?
The only guy
I've seen on social media with the backpack on, yeah, right, is the guy who's like got his head slumped yep. over, and his buddy comes up behind him and like kind of like jingles it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know to check
he's
if
got a little,
they got the little, you know.
Well, it's got the little gold zippers on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had quite a debut, too, because they had Sanford had 5 turnovers.
So five different people wore that thing?
Yeah. I don't know if somebody had multiple.
Five times.
Multiple ones, but it does.
But they had 5 turnovers and still almost lost to Sanford.
It looks like punishment.
How
did those players agree to this when they were like, hey, we need to come up with something? And I got a backpack. What?
How's a backpack?
Like, the Canes got a $98,000 chain.
Ramsey's so upset.
Well, they have a purse addition for him.
Yeah, they really do. They got a purse. We have a $100,000 chain with blinged out to the nth degree, and they have a backpack. I can go get a coal for $995.
So talking about that, do you like the new Sebastian chain in comparison to the U?
I love that it evolves each year. I don't like it to be the same thing every year. So I like the fact that they evolved it. I don't know how they get bigger next year.
No, what possible? Well, they could probably
4,000.
How about
gems.
They put the Orange Bowl Stadium on?
I yeah, believe it's 7 pounds right now.
7 pounds.
Hashtag with the OBB underneath.
4,000 gems in it. $98,000. Now here's my question: at one point, just like I can see the NCAA saying, for the 5 minutes that that player was wearing that, that's a benefit.
You know that
was worth $2,200 worth of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Of course.
Because they've
been
that ridiculous.
Well, you know.
Some of the minuscule things that they tackle on and some of the things that they don't. The origin of the chain, they wanted to think about something to kind of incentive, to provide an incentive. So it's very Miami. It's got Cuban links.
Yes.
That's what it is. This personifies Miami.
Swag.
Swag. Florida State.
Bag.
A bag. Like, when I see somebody put that on, I'm thinking about going to school as a little kid, and who likes going to school? No.
No.
Bad Florida State.
So are they going to have it again this week after all the backlash last week?
Now they're all in.
There's
not
no
to
way.
Steal Clemson's line, but they're all in with this backpack. Could you imagine? I mean, it's worse off that they actually chose a backpack as a turnover item, right? A backpack. Now you're going to sit there in a situation, if they take it away from week one, that's worse. That's after 1 week of having the turnover backpack and taking it off, it's worse.
Listen, they're already an embarrassment. And FSU fans, just so that you feel even worse about yourselves right now, Willie Taggart, you were paying his entire buyout from Oregon, and you signed him to a six-year guaranteed deal. So you're just enjoy it. Just wrap yourself around in it because you got him forever.
Any
he is your Al Golden, bitches.
He is. I saw something. There's an Al Golden and a Willie face.
Yeah.
Did you see that thing?
Yeah.
Did he wear his whistle?
Yes, he did.
He did
again? The whistle. Yes.
Oh, good for him.
And one of the things. That, you know, and Miami fans down here, they could say, hey, listen, Randy Shannon left. You know, we had the threat of sanctions. The cupboards weren't full. You know, Randy left it a little bare for Al Golden, and then the sanctions just decimated all the talent. You can't say that with Florida State. I will never.
Top 10 recruiting classes, over and over.
Five.
Right, but I will say this. Apparently, Jimbo left them hanging this offseason because he did nothing. He did nothing. He didn't follow up with anybody.
And usually that transition year, everybody does, right? Anytime somebody comes in. So I'll give him a pass on that one because in that transition year, you always have that situation.
But he's got seniors, juniors, and sophomores, dude, that were friggin' top 100 players.
All they do is dance. Yeah. They dance at practice.
Spotify list.
Oh, that's right. He's got a good one.
He's got a great one.
Wear that whistle.
Elsewhere, speaking of FSU, Jimbo had a nice debut with the Aggies against Clemson.
Not surprising.
And you think they should have won that game? There was some controversy at the end of that game.
I think they did, but going back to it too, you know, Texas A&M's recruiting classes prior to that wasn't as strong as Florida State's recruiting classes, and Jimbo goes and plays.
You see that class now?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Texas tea money right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got some oil money out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's got a lot of brown bags full of green stuff out there. That's why. Yeah. Why do you think he left to go to the SEC?
That's right.
Yeah.
You got nobody salary cares. There. You got nobody cares. That's right.
You got player payroll
so
all in
the
that
players.
Conference.
Players have salaries, too.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, no, Jimbo almost pulled it off. Almost pulled it off versus Clemson.
And honestly, we've talked about this for years. Love Jimbo Fisher as a play caller. Love it, love it, love it.
Second half adjustments.
Oh, just so creative. Always putting guys in positions to be open. So I don't dislike Jimbo at all. I mean, I disliked him when he beat us for seven years in a row. But
like a drum.
I think he's a coach. He's
a good coach. Yeah. Damn good caller. Yeah. I'd rather have him calling plays than Mark right now, with all due respect.
No.
I'd say the fifth on that
maybe Jimbo just got better choo-choo over there that he's dealing with.
Maybe he wouldn't be so hesitant to pull the choo-choo.
2 weeks in a row, guys were getting open. So at that point, when you got guys running open, go back to Jeff Thomas's touchdown. It's on an over concept.
Yeah.
You know, gave him plenty of time to separate from the defenders. He's coming across the formation.
Nobody can cover that with his speed.
Absolutely not. So there's guys running open on here. As it gets closer to ACC play and, you play teams that have some tendencies, I'd like to see where the offense is. But as of right now, I still think a lot of deficiencies we're seeing are coming from our quarterback position. I really do.
Okay. So you think that's going to fix a lot of stuff?
I do.
It'll fix enough, right? Because I think we're right there.
Right there.
I mean,
you're holding your hand up like you're reaching about the top of my forehead.
What is right?
That? That's like top five. That's like top 10.
I think the defense certainly is a top five defense.
Mm-hmm. The defense right now, top three in the nation in total defense. Miami's defense. Now you played Savannah State.
You did, and you played LSU, who can't score.
Oh, they had a good week. They had two good, but you played an SEC team and a neutral site. You played a bona fide top 25 team, right? Mm-hmm. And then you played your cupcake. That's the recipe for almost everybody else in the
country
right now.
That's true. Yeah, everyone's look. A lot of them played two cupcakes. I mean, look at Florida; they played two cupcakes.
So, with all things considered, you have the top defense.
FSU played two cupcakes.
Top total defense in the ACC and top three defense in the country.
So I think they are a top five defense in the country. Obviously, it points to it, but I'm talking team wise. So, can the offense be steady enough? Can they be consistent enough, which we haven't seen, to keep them up at the top of the rankings and in a position to win the Coastal, which I still think they win, and compete with Clemson?
Now, that Vitek is at Vitek this year, right?
Don't like that game.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind that game as much as I don't like the BC game.
I think
the BC game is a big problem.
Florida State's at the bottom of the rankings right now in terms of touchdowns. They only have a total of five. You know who's leading the ACC in touchdowns right now with 17?
Yeah.
BC.
Probably 16 on the ground,
BC.
Too. Mm. Yeah. That they scare me.
That's going to be a boat race, too.
Well, listen, the whole second half of the season's on the road, so.
That's
true.
For the
most part. Yeah, the way the schedule is, it's so bizarre because you have one home game the second half of the season.
I know, it's really weird.
I thought about that because
we're looking at that.
I think it's what, the Georgia Tech game? I think it's the home game?
They come back.
No, Pitt.
Yep. They come back, FIU.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then they play UNC on the road.
Home,
then
here,
Florida State.
Then they're gone.
Yeah. And we got Pitt.
I think Duke is home.
Are they?
I think Duke is home. At Virginia, at BC, at Georgia Tech, at Vitek.
Duke just lost their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just beat Northwestern, which is a pretty impressive win for them.
Yeah.
Northwestern's decent.
They are?
Yeah. Message to our friends up north in Boca, FAU, when you start a Heisman campaign. And you're a Conference USA school. Other teams might start keying on poor Devin Singletary, and he gets completely shut down. Now, granted, their quarterback threw for almost 500 yards.
What? They won
33-27
versus the Air Force.
They threw for 471 and three touchdowns.
Well, think about it, too. That's pretty impressive considering I don't know what the time of possession was, but Air Force doesn't let you have the ball that much.
No, the actual time of possession was pretty much equal.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
So that's one of those games, too. Yeah, we face that every time we play Paul Johnson and that. You love Georgia Tech's offense.
I love
you're
it.
Such, you're weird.
I love the triple option.
My time of position is going to get skewed.
I was watching Georgia Tech and USF. They went at it. And I'll tell you what, they're going to be a thorn in all of our sides for the next 10 years as long as he's up there, the Bulls. Dude, they're going to be a thorn in everyone's side. He's going to be recruiting better and better.
Yep.
Charlie Strong.
Yeah.
But, dude, they took care of Georgia Tech.
They did.
They got you got a quarterback over there.
Yeah. Well, Barnett.
Like, yeah, right? He transferred twice or whatever.
Transferred twice, right. So we'll see if they have a quarterback or not.
Yeah. He had a good game against Georgia Tech. He looked good.
Yeah.
Looked good.
Wait, look, he's got all the tools. So we'll see how that goes. Look, obviously I'm a USF fan, alma mater. But, look, I'm always excited to see them doing well, except if they're playing Miami.
All right. So we've covered pretty much all the general college football stuff. Oh, props to Kansas on finally getting a road win after 46. Good for you on that one.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Imagine that.
I saw that score, weren't they? I didn't see the final, but they were rolling pretty well.
Yeah, no, they beat Central Michigan 31-7. Powerhouse.
There you
Boom.
Go. Boom.
All right, so here's my question, because I was thinking about it over the weekend. FSU lost an icon in Florida in general with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
We all love Burt, smoking the band, the whole deal. But I was thinking to myself, so FSU has Burt Reynolds. He was a football player, iconic, big-time star. Dwayne Johnson, he
Absolutely.
Would be our equivalent, exactly, pretty much the same level of stardom.
Yeah, more so.
Do the Gators have that besides God's other son? Is he that? I can't answer that with a straight face.
I think so. I think that's their guy, right?
Is that their guy?
But it's different, though, because he was a player. Well, Dwayne Johnson was a player.
Yes, all three of these guys were players. Burt was before his knee went out.
So there you go.
Yeah, so,
Burt played with Lee Corso.
That's as good as Florida's got.
That was a nice tribute. They spelled Burt. You saw the band spelled Burt on the field.
Absolutely. When he was out there, I think it was last year, the year before, when they let him. Well, he didn't really do it himself because he was too frail. But with the tomahawk.
Oh yeah.
With the spear.
I've seen one thing. He and Bobby, but he was holding up the U. Burt was. Did you guys see that picture?
No, I didn't see that picture.
Mm, there you go.
Why was he throwing up the U?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Maybe he had bet Bobby. Listen, Burt's a Florida guy.
Yeah,
I mean, you know he's been. You know, I'm sure he's rooted for all three teams at some point in time.
Sure. Did he live down here?
Yeah, he lived in Jupiter, forever. Right. Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's
Canes fan.
Going back on Tim Tebow's their guy.
He's got to be, right?
You don't know anybody else, do you?
No.
He's
not even close to the level of stardom.
No.
I mean, outside of the Philippines, where he circumcises the babies, he's well known there. They have billboards for him there, and obviously, whatever town that.
He's really well known, right?
I mean,
think of it.
He is really well known.
Who doesn't know Tim Tebow?
But who doesn't know The Rock?
Well, everyone knows.
More people know The Rock than Tim Tebow.
I think so.
I agree.
I think so. All right. That was my first observation. My second observation. And let me know how this affects you guys. You guys actually go to the Canes games. The to be determined on the times. The entire schedule. We don't know what time any of these games start except for the Thursday night and Friday night game. Everything is TBD.
Yeah. I think they just announced one that I was actually to the FIU game. That was actually a surprise.
Two weeks in advance, which is...
Usually, it's
thank
only
you, Raycom and ACC. We appreciate it. And then you add ABC into the mix, you never know when these
never
games
know.
Are happening.
Well, see, I have a wife that wants us to do things on Saturday afternoons, and
not an
I
option.
Would like to be able to know when the freaking game is on, so that I can say no,
nope.
Yeah,
I have this time. Yeah, you gotta lay out the framework.
Man. I get it. All right, what else do you guys want to hit? You want to do the power rankings?
Yeah.
Florida Power Rankings. So this is what the Florida Power Rankings are. Every week we're going to do all the big, it's seven of them. UM, USF, Central Florida, FSU, UF, FAU, FIU. We rank them 1 to 7 every single week.
Okay.
So who is number 7?
7.
Who is last right now in the Florida Power Poll? The OBB Florida Power Poll.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It's got a ring to it.
7.
Sponsor of what sponsorships.
Are you gonna say? FSU. I'm going to go FSU at 7.
Oh.
No, you're not.
Yeah, he is, apparently.
Oh, come on.
You
really?
Just,
hold we on talked a second.
About, all right, listen.
No, you can't.
Come on. They're not going to lose to FIU.
They're not losing to FIU.
No, as far as the power rankings now, are we talking right now?
Think about if they played each other. This is the power rankings. Who's the best team in the state? Who's the worst team in the state? It's not FSU.
FIU is the worst. 7.
I'm just taking in week 2.
FIU is 7.
After the performance of everybody across the board in week 2, if I took a snapshot, I'd say FSU is the worst.
All right. Well, now we're doing six. Now you can throw FSU
at six. Okay. So we're saying FIU won. They beat Old Dominion.
Right, and it was on the road. And listen, they're the only one that is already now 1-0 in their conference. So they went on the road in the conference, and they got a victory. Good for Butch. I want to see them.
I want seven as FIU then.
Okay. So seven is FIU.
All right. Okay.
So six.
Recap.
Now I'll go Willie at six.
Yeah. Okay. It's not backpack, FSU anymore. It's just Willie.
It's backpack.
It's the backpack. It's
backpack at six.
The backpack school.
Okay. 6B. Six is actually Florida
backpack,
State.
Backpack.
You know, that is true. Right now, there's a diminutive explorer in the
That's
Amazon
right.
who's crying her
yeah,
heart out.
Looking for a backpack.
Because Willie stole her backpack.
Oh, no swiping, no swiping.
And then if he's going to stay in that Dora universe, he might as well steal the map for an end zone.
There you go.
Because you're not getting there, Willie.
Yeah.
All right, so who is number five?
Okay. I'll go FAU.
FAU?
Mm. Yeah, because you're going to, we're talking about USF. Listen, FAU. No.
Okay, I'm going Florida.
Yeah, I'm going Florida.
Mm-hmm.
300 yards on the ground at Kentucky at home.
And they just, 1986, too.
Man, I mean,
oof.
Just with everything that's happened to
would
them.
Would you have thought at the beginning of the season when we did the power rankings after week two that you would have at the bottom three Florida State and Florida? That is.
Well, no. I mean, I didn't think so. I don't know how the tournament was going to, but they're loaded, right? I mean, of course. If you ask any of their fans, they're loaded. They get the best recruiting class in the country. In every position room is better than Miami. Right? Always.
Right, sure.
It's amazing. But yeah, Florida had five for me.
All right. Then four. I'm going UCF.
They're national champions, bro.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, UCF. I'm going UCF.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about their national championship. Well, because,
that's
you know,
right. They're still undefeated.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to find out a lot from UCF coming up here shortly because they just won. They beat South Carolina State 38-0. Then they're going to basically play UNC this week.
They're not playing them.
They're not playing them?
No, no,
all right.
It
just got canceled.
Yeah. Wait, they would have won that game. They would have won that game.
And then after that, they're playing Pitt.
Okay.
So if they would have had that game on, two out of three games would have been against ACC foes. So we'll learn a lot about them.
So four, we had four.
I was putting UCF at
You're
four.
You're putting UCF at four. I'm gonna put USF at four.
Okay. I would have done that, but I after watching the Georgia Tech game, I think I like USF.
Yeah, I like them too. I haven't seen enough from them.
Okay, all right. So then, what's our one and our two?
One is Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Homer.
Mm-hmm. Isn't UCF one the national champions?
That guy's shirt that he wore last week is just
not real.
With you. No, apparently it's not real.
So
we watched UCF. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We watched UCF when we went to the ACC championship game last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
We watched that bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who they were playing. And it's the same
Auburn.
Offense, the same quarterback. They just have Heupel. It's the same system,
mm-hmm.
right? They haven't lost in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And they can score,
mm-hmm.
right? Be real. I don't know if we would beat them. I mean, on a neutral site, whatever, you're playing 10 games. How many of those games is Miami winning? Maybe five, six. So I don't know if they're better. I don't know if we're better than them right now.
Well, in the national standings right now, they're 18th in the country. Canes are 21st. So
they should be one.
Oh, God. Really? I swear to God. You're going to ride the train for this one, too.
Jeez. You know what we should do? Malik should just sit out, transfer to UCF, and then I'll just go with that. What number are we on?
That was it. That was so we got UM as I got UM as one. UCF
I got UM as two.
All right, and then USF would be three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we got everyone else.
Everyone else.
Mm-hmm. With the Gators and FSU rather low.
What? Do the Gators have
six.
A turnover prop?
No, not that I've seen yet.
Have they had a turnover yet? We don't know.
That's a valid question. Well, maybe they just haven't been able to break it out.
The five touchdowns by Felipe Franks against Charleston Southern obviously were, you know, off or not. Off or not, Gator fans.
Fluke.
All right.
Fluke.
So a new feature on the podcast. Well, it's only episode two, so that would, yeah. We're going to do our weekly picks.
Yes.
Now, here's what's going to happen. I have selected five games.
This pump.
Five games.
Jimmy.
We are going to be, you want to do spread or outright winner?
You know, I thought about that. What do
here's
you think?
Here's what's going to happen before you make this decision. We're going to get a point for a correct whoever has the best record when this whole thing is over, or the two people that have the best record. The loser is going to have to do something humiliating.
Ooh.
Oof.
Yes. So you don't want to finish last.
Well, there's no video in here, so that's good.
There could be by that time.
Ooh.
Was okay, it humiliating going around the stadium and asking people to say undefeated? Because that proved very difficult trying to get those sound bites after you just lost to LSU. Just want to go on record.
You needed to explain the concept.
I did explain the concept. I explained who I was.
Yeah.
I explained it to what I thought a good measure.
And they said, no.
Right, so are we doing spread or outright winner?
I'd like outright winner.
I think
outright,
so.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's too complicated.
Game number one.
I'm going to write these down.
Florida State at Syracuse.
Okay. Who's first? Ro?
Syracuse.
You writing these down? Look at you. I got a pen.
Just write
you.
The pen I gave you.
Yeah, there you go.
Not like you came prepared, you son of a bitch.
Oh, Syracuse.
All right, I had a pen and paper. You see that?
Ro's got Syracuse. Scoop?
Syracuse.
Scoop's got Syracuse.
By a mile.
And I got Syracuse. All right. Game two. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech at Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
I'm going Georgia Tech. Pitt just got bounced by Penn State. You know, they probably have some deficiencies there. So I'm going to go Georgia Tech with that.
Georgia Tech actually looks good.
Mm-hmm. They have like that team like where one out of five years gets to like, you know, a major bowl game.
It's, it's the best team they've had in a few years. I'm going Georgia Tech as well.
Okay. I am going with the home team, Pittsburgh. Nice. This is where I break away from you guys.
Oh.
All right. Game number three, USC at Texas.
Yeah, you got some good games here.
I'm telling you.
You did a good job.
I didn't want there to be – well, week three, there's a lot of games that wouldn't be too hard to pick. Kind of like that Florida State Syracuse game.
I'm going to go Texas.
Where's it at?
This is at Texas.
Oof. I'm going to go Texas. I think Herman's going to – you know, he's gonna rebound. I know they lost week one, rebounded one week two. I think they're going to get a roll. I'm going to go Texas.
I would say USC, but I'm still a little concerned about Daniels being the guy as a true freshman. I mean, the guy's like 16 years old, right? So he's going to go to Texas. That stadium's crazy. I'm going to go Texas at home. I don't think USC can pull it off.
I'm going Texas as well. All three of us are on that one. All right. Two big games here. Ohio State at TCU. This is at Jerry's World.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going first again, huh? All right. I'm going to go OSU. Their offenses look they're crazy scoring amount of points that they go. TCU usually comes the best defense in the Big 12 year in, year out, but I'm going to go OSU at Jerry's World.
Ohio State.
You guys are both pathetic.
I know.
You guys
are
an embarrassment to Ames country.
Game?
I'm getting two new friggin' BBs. I'm getting two BBs to come here and join the O. new BBs. I don't care how humiliating it is. I will never pick Ohio State as long as we do to win anything. I'm taking TCU.
Good for you.
Go Horned Frogs, sons of bitches.
Yeah. Go
you
Patterson.
Guys are pathetic.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the Buckeyes?
I like their little hand motion.
Yeah, that little thing. Yeah,
like no, you can't jump on it now. It's like you can't jump on the Horned Frog. Put your Horned Frog down. Put the Horned Frog down. You're not allowed to do the Horned Frog. Jesus. All right, last game.
I have a heart attack, this guy.
LSU at Auburn.
At
SEC game.
Auburn.
Not close.
Auburn.
Not close.
You don't even think it's close. So you think LSU is.
I think Auburn runs away with it.
Yeah.
All right.
LSU doesn't have the offense.
No.
So we just gave them really good field position.
Yeah.
All right. We're all taking
Auburn. And punting. Yeah. So you're gonna be two games down already. You're gonna up.
Oh, yeah, I will be.
This is gonna be very good or very bad.
No.
Yeah.
No. Early. I do not. You guys want to go ahead and root for domestic violence? Go right the hell ahead. Go right ahead.
He's not coaching.
You have daughters, and you're rooting for domestic violence.
Oh God, help me.
It says pick them. What's that got to do with
it? I have no idea. He's not even coaching, is he?
We just
he is. He's back.
We just lost
He's
all
on
our
the sideline.
We lost all our corporate sponsors on that pick alone.
Good job. Can you edit that out?
No.
Oh.
Anything out.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's everything I got. What do you guys got?
What do you got? I know you have stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, around the college football too. Did you see that the punter for Liberty got ejected for targeting?
Yes, dude. He laid a hit on him. It was a good targeting hit. You're gonna go out for targeting, at least target.
He didn't even use his hands.
No, was awesome.
He picture this. He led with his head. His hands were down like he was a missile.
And he was
and
a ski
punter. Liberty, your punter, got ejected.
Liberty, the same school that aren't they considering dropping Nike?
Yes, because of the Colin Kaepernick.
Who's going to pick up Liberty?
Oh, like an Adidas or one of them. It's a pretty big. So I went to school right out of high school. I went to Lynchburg College, which is across the street from there. Like, that town has two colleges, Lynchburg,
across
small
the street
one,
from each other?
And then Liberty. And the whole thing is middle of the Bible Belt. Jerry Falwell started Liberty University. And so the folks in the town, basically, those were God's children.
You know who that is?
We were Satan's
Tim Tebow.
Spawn.
Tim, okay.
Basically, yeah.
You know who this Falwell guy is?
You know Jerry Falwell is?
No. I have a sliced idea.
He's a very famous evangelist.
Yeah, no clue.
No clue.
Okay, well, look at you guys are already burning the lake. Oh, my goodness.
So we had an upset this week, too. We had an upset this week, too, in the top 25. Number 15, Michigan State goes down. And did you see who they lost to?
Yes, they did. Herm.
Doesn't even play to win the game.
Doesn't even know what his own mascot is.
Everybody roasted his ass all offseason because of some of the things they were doing over there. He hasn't been on the sideline in 30 years in the college game or whatever. Good for Herm Edwards.
Yeah, he's great.
Arizona State. Come on.
Pitchforks. You would tell me UCLA with Chip Kelly starts 0-2 and Herm Edwards would start 2-0.
Right.
Arizona's
losing. It's,
you know, it's funny. I saw, I don't know, two series, I think, of the UCLA game, and I didn't even recognize the offense. So I don't know if he's he's coming back. He's not doing
well,
what
he's
he did
using
from
Mora's
what I saw.
Players. Let's just, it is Mora's
couldn't even
players.
Recognize
he's
him.
Doing Mora with less.
I saw, you know,
DQ. This is what happens when you hit the hour mark.
Here we go.
The crazy puns.
So you know who was playing, though? DTR was playing.
Oh, Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Yeah,
that's the same high school that Brevin Jordan
That's correct.
To.
That was his quarterback last year.
Absolutely.
Las Vegas.
And the Scott Frost, speaking of, you know, USC still undefeated.
Still the best hire, I thought. It's brilliant hire, but I'm surprised he lost that game.
Well, not only did he lose the game, he lost the quarterback.
Yeah, Adrian Martinez.
Yeah, went out with a knee injury.
Martinez is down?
On the way down
I don't
here,
know how long.
They only have one more scholarship
day-to-day.
Quarterback on the
on
team.
On the way down there, I believe I saw something that say he is now day-to-day.
Okay.
And he's
the
only scholarship quarterback.
Yeah,
they have two.
And we talked about that last week with Jaren Williams. If you just would go ahead and announce Jaren Williams, and we think he's the best quarterback
right.
on the roster,
mm-hmm.
and if you would start him, you'd have this jettison and all these,
right.
you know, Trent. This is exactly the
That's
same
exactly
situation where we talked to. That's happened over Nebraska. Now Adrian Martinez gets hurt, and who
well,
you have behind him.
If you're not careful, that's happening on a lot of programs, where if you give the wrong guy the starting job, all of a sudden younger guys are just, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And that's becoming more and more prevalent in this
sport.
It's
very common.
Yeah.
Very
especially
common.
Especially with the Texas schools.
Yeah.
A&M in particular.
That's right. They're just like a churning quarterback machine out there,
right?
Yeah,
you just leave there and you become a Heisman winner everywhere else, or Texas Tech. Yeah.
That's right.
Insane. All right, guys, so here's the deal. Now we've finished talking about that stuff. We are now going to do our first interview here on the Orange Bowl Boys. Roman is going to step aside. He'll share a mic with Scoop, and we're going to welcome into the studio Fake Shannon Sharp.
How's it going, guys? Want to just say I'm very thankful for being here today. Obviously, you guys know that Savannah State University is the school that I went to.
Correct.
But a little less known fact that you guys might not know, I was recruited heavily since the day I was born by the University of Miami.
Really?
Seriously. Since inception. So, like, Howard Smellenberger, he would call me constantly. He would say, listen, Shannon, I need you to come to the University of Miami, okay? This is this. Then Jimmy Johnson, then everybody just kept coming to me and telling to me, listen, you need to come to Miami. So finally, I split the difference. I said, I got to go to Savannah State University. You want to know why? Because it's my initials, okay? SSU, Fake Shannon Sharp University. And that's where I went. And you're lucky, too, because 77-0. Those are the two scores that Miami beat my school, my alma mater. But you're lucky I wasn't on the field, Scoop. Why you keep looking at me?
So if your initials were UM, you would have been a Cane?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Damn.
That was the prerequisite that I did.
So we can blame your mother.
Well, maybe. Listen, you keep my mother out of here, okay? I'm dead serious right now, okay? But yes, you know, greatest. But Miami has a great history and lineage of tight ends. I mean, we could go over some of them right now. You guys got Jeremy Shockey. He was a good tight end, played for the New York Giants. You had Jimmy Graham. Who was some? Bubba Franks.
How about that guy from Cleveland?
The Cleveland, I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. David Njoku.
It's Njoku.
Yeah.
It's Njoku.
Listen, don't correct me, Skip.
It's Scoop.
Same thing. Okay, so, yeah, you guys got a great lineage of tight ends here.
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen, too. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like him.
What do you think of, Fake Shannon, what do you think of today's college offenses?
I hate it. It's terrible. You throw too many wide receivers, right? You keep talking about spreading the offense, getting all these little wide receivers, and then you start talking about RPOs, run path offense. Listen, my estimation, you need to do RP triple T, okay? That's all you need to do. Run pass, throw to tight end. That's all you need to do, okay? I hate these offenses. And credit to Mark Richt, right? Mark Richt knows. All right? Mark Richt knows. There's never going to be another fake Shannon Sharp tight end for the history of college football. We know this. All right, so what did he do? He gets two tight ends, right? He gets that guy, Brevin Jordan.
Yeah, what do you think of them?
He's good. I like him a lot. And that other guy, Will Mallory. Yeah. He's good. And that other guy, Politely. He must be polite. Okay. So
Polendy?
Oh, is that
Polendy.
His name?
Polendy.
Stop correcting me, Skip.
This guy.
Thanks, Shannon. You played with some notable Miami Hurricanes in the NFL. Any experiences with them you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, probably most famous one with Ray Lewis. I mean, he's the second greatest linebacker that ever lived.
Hold on a second. What do you mean the second greatest linebacker?
Well, listen, when you're the greatest of all time, being me, it's hard to share the stage. Okay,
you're not a linebacker.
Yeah.
No, but when I'm that great, I transcend all positions.
Oh.
So there's the thing with Ray Lewis. Now, one of the first things I need to say about Ray Lewis is stop being so serious. Like, Ray called me the other day, like, ring, ring, ring. He said, Shannon, this is Ray. I need you to come with me to Buffalo Wild Wings. We need to eat like Miami Hurricane. I'm like, Ray, I see your caller ID, man. I know it's you. Why are you so serious? Okay? So anyways, this is what we need to do. I digress.
What's
but anyway,
talking about?
I'm coming back to the situation. I'm coming back to the situation, right? Where, you know, he stole his dance moves from me. Yeah. I said the 60 minutes is fake Shannon's time to shine. But you, Ray Lewis, you could go ahead when you come out in the field and you do your little dancing.
Yeah.
That's all you. He stole that from me.
Really?
I came out of the locker room one day. I got a cramp in the back of my leg. I start sliding to the left, sliding to the right. I start going like crazy. Next thing you know, Ray Lewis is laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing, Ray? Ray sits there out there on the field. He starts dancing. And now next to you, Ray Lewis, I'm telling you right now, my lawyer's going to call you. Face standing lawyer, you owe me royalties, son.
So all because of a pulled muscle.
Cramp. He ended up doing all that like legendary dance moves from me. Mm-hmm. Now, see, I look around the room and I'm going to say Miami Hurricanes are a good place. I like the way, you know, Mark Richt's recruiting. I know there's a little situation right now going on with the quarterback's positions. And, my advice to Mark Richt, if you're listening, I'm a big fan.
He's not. Okay.
All right. But if he was, I would just say you need to recruit your quarterback to look like a tight end. If you have a quarterback that looks like a tight end, listen, greatest offense in college was the University of Florida. I know you don't like that because you're Miami Hurricane fans, but Tim Tebow. Everybody knew he was terrible as a quarterback, but he looked like an H-back, did he not? He did. He looked like an H-back. That was the only reason why they did good. They have a tight end. That's it. Malik Rozier, like the drink?
Rozier.
Okay, him. Well, see, he don't look like a tight end. See, this is what I do. I come into a room like this. I look at you, Scoop, Skip. I don't know what your name is, but anyway, I look at you. You look like a skinny bird, right? You couldn't be my quarterback. Roman over there looking like Ben Roethlisberger. Got dots on his face, dots on his head. You know, he might be a good linebacker or something. But then I look at you, Toast. You're perfect. You're like Jared Lorenzen. You're great. You're great. You can be my quarterback anytime.
I have his jersey at home. Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah. I'd wear it
proudly this week.
Well, that one that comes with my size.
Yeah. All right, guys, but I really appreciate that time. I thank you guys. Thanks for the Miami Hurricanes.
Thanks so much.
Are we going to see you again, awesome. Fix? Yeah, you ever going to come back?
Absolutely. You just
really?
You know,
okay.
You know,
somebody warned me.
Okay. All right. Take care, Skip.
Thank
take
you.
Care, Toast.
Later, Fake Shannon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
It was awesome. Wow.
Yeah. That's something. That guy is something.
Wow.
Bro?
Yeah. You didn't ask him anything.
I was kind of quiet.
Yeah.
I was in awe. He's an idol.
All right, so that is episode number 2 with a bullet. The OBB. Oh, heavens. Will there be an episode number 3? We will find out next week.
You guys let us know.
I'll
be here.
Yeah, no, yeah. This new episodes upload every single Thursday. Seriously, genuinely, all of you guys that did listen to episode 1, we had like almost 400 listens, and we didn't do anything for it, which was pretty cool. And got great feedback on social, which means that once we get the haters going, then it'll be
good.
Then you know
you're doing well when you got haters. That's
right.
It.
We had no haters.
Everybody loves you. Yeah, you not so much.
Yeah, they were all on the payroll or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that,
all, so. Except for us.
All right, so we're all good. We're going to come in here next week, and we'll be 2-1. We'll have the victory over Toledo, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, FSU will have lost to Syracuse.
Yes,
absolutely.
They will.
Yeah, Gators maybe get upset by Colorado State. Oh, how great!
Oh, sure. Sonny Lubick, is he still out there? Who's coaching them now?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think so. It was his kid.
Is it his kid now?
I think. I don't know.
Oh, a little nepotism there at Colorado State.
I don't know. I'm just hoping that Gators lose. That's
all right. That's it, kids. We're out of here.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.